high gear and the flakes fly. Sometimes these flakes end up flying a little off course, missing their target, landing not on a ski hill but instead on nearby thoroughfares about a mile and a half from the resort. A donut-shaped ring accumulates along several busy stretches of highways 51 and 29, a donut-shaped disaster area, according to Glenn Spike, commissioner of the Marathon County Highway Department.
It's not something that builds up a little at a time. That plume is so concentrated and limited in its area that it's like driving into a wall of fog. It can be serious.
Especially, Spike adds, during peak travel times.
We have nearly 30,000 cars a day on that stretch of road. The potential for an accident is high because of the volume of cars going through this.
Pressure has been mounting from the Marathon County Highway Department in recent weeks. Commissioner Spike wants Granite Peak to modify its snowmaking. But the resort's owner, Charles Skinner, says that's just not feasible. He has to make snow on at least 75 days out of the season. Cutting back on production, he says, is simply out of the question. Both Skinner and Spike agree the situation puts drivers at risk, but they disagree over how best to remedy the problem.
He wants some signs put on the road. Snowmaking, road may be slippery or something.
Spike doesn't think motorists will slow down when they see the signs.
You're going to go by those signs so many days when there's nothing there that when it happens, people are going to ignore them the same as they do when they see a deer crossing sign.
But Skinner argues flashing yellow lights have been used successfully in similar circumstances elsewhere.
What you need to do is warn people. I mean, the best way to let people know of that potential hazard is to put appropriate signs up, notifying them that snowmaking is in progress and that there may be snow on the roads.
Skinner thinks it's up to the Marathon County Highway Department to warn motorists. He thinks Spike's continued demand that he change operations at the resort is tantamount to bullying. The commissioner disagrees.
I'm not picking on his ski hill, but he's creating a liability that puts the county squarely in the liability arena here. The motoring public is our customer, so I have an obligation to my customers, which is everybody that drives on a road, to do what we can to make that safe for them.
Skinner, though, is just as concerned about public safety, but it appears the finger-pointing will continue until a compromise can be made or someone caves in, hopefully before a major accident occurs. Catherine Brand, Wisconsin Public Radio.